But, of course, you have to remember that I had left the ranch under the shadow of controversy, so to speak. Well, I whapped my tail on the floorboard, gave Slim one of my most pitiful looks. I couldn't tell if it was working or not, and just then the dog catcher came roaring through the parking lot and screeched to a halt. I made my best attempt to melt into the floor mat. I mean, I was, by George, hugging the floor. "Say," Jimmy Joe dog catcher yelled, "you see a sorry-looking dog go running through here?" Slim shot me a glance, slammed the door, and walked over to the other pickup. "Yep. Where'd he go?" Slim leaned his elbow on the pickup and pointed off to the north. "See that milk truck there? Says Nallon's Dairy." "Yeah, right, okay, thanks, I'll run him down." And he roared off after the milk truck. Slim went into the water hole and came out with a sack of sunflower seeds. He got in and looked down at me. "I didn't lie to him. He asked if I'd seen a sorry-looking dog, and I said yes. I didn't say you were in that milk truck. Didn't even mean to suggest it. He just jumped to conclusions, Hank." He gave me a wink, and we headed south towards the ranch. After we'd gone a few miles, I worked up the courage to sit in the seat and, you know, let the wind blow across my ears. Always did enjoy that. When we crossed the cattle guard that put us back on the ranch, Slim pushed his hat back on the back of his head, looked at me, and sighed. "Hank, Sally Mae's gonna scalp me when she finds out I brought you back here. In fact," he slammed on the brakes and opened the door, "why don't you walk into headquarters alone? I've got enough trouble without being associated with your lousy record." Lousy record? I couldn't believe my ears. "What about all those long nights on patrol? All the years..." Oh, well. I jumped out into the road. Slim didn't drive off right away, but sat there looking at me. He even grinned. "Hank, I'm kind of glad you're back, and I'll be darned if I can find a reason for it. You're as dumb as any dog I ever met, and you cause more trouble around here than you're worth.